with Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. The Russian criminal group claiming to be behind the theft of sensitive information relating to almost 10 million Medibank customers has escalated its distribution of the data, disclosing hundreds of procedures, including abortions. The disclosure of more information following the release of two documents titled The Naughty and Nice Lists on Wednesday comes after the country's largest health insurer refused to pay a ransom demanded by the hackers. Medibank admitted on October 19 that hackers had stolen the information of 9.7 million customers and wished to negotiate a ransom. The new information contained a spreadsheet with the names and personal details of 303 patients and policyholders, along with the billing codes relating to pregnancy terminations. If you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app from the App Store. The Victorian government says people will not be forced to wear masks while catching public transport, with no plans to change advice in response to rising COVID cases. The latest COVID wave has prompted the Queensland government to escalate its COVID response, with the state's traffic light system now at its second highest level. The state's amber tier is activated when there are moderate rates of community transmission. Currently in Victoria, it is only recommended to wear a face mask for at least 7 days if you have COVID or are a close contact of a positive case and need to leave the house. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
St. Kevin's College parents are set to be banned from making negative comments to the media, with a draft code of conduct prohibiting them from publicly undermining the reputation of the college. The code of conduct for parents is one of a number of measures the school is taking to ensure a respectful learning and teaching environment. It comes as staff continue to report instances of sexual harassment and a misogynistic working culture at the upmarket Catholic boys' school. And a group of 25 Melbourne men are the first in the world to take part in an inhuman clinical trial of a promising new injectable male contraceptive. Described as a temporary vasectomy, it is a hydrogel called Atom, which is injected. The hydrogel acts as a contraception by blocking the sperm, preventing the fertilization of an egg. The procedure is minimally invasive and delivered in less than 30 minutes in an outpatient clinic with local anaesthetic. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.